y'all. It's your boy Jared. You can find me at @_TheKing, _ on Twitter.
And this is Brian. You can find me at KingHead57 on Instagram and Twitter.
And as usual, follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit thebcnet.com. So let's get into it. Falcons Seahawks. Got to see this one in person. Second time I've ever seen these Falcons win a game in person in my life. And, you know, it was a good turnout. We had a lot of what we talked about on the last episode come to fruition. We got a win. Only thing I'm upset about is we did not break 30 points. But, you know, Marcus Mariota is good for a mistake a game. But we got to win this time. So I can't be too mad, but, you know, how you feel about the game? We didn't even get a chance to talk yet.
Yeah, no, brother, we haven't. We got a dub. You know, I'm always happy with that. And we ran the ball and them big uglies were eating. 144 on the ground for Cordero. Is that what we got for Cordero?
They removed 141. NFC player of the week.
Yeah. I got the fantasy dub and the real dub. It was a good week. Woke up victory Monday, still wearing my Falcons gear. I was ready to rock. They did what we expected them to do. Thankfully, we got a nice shot to start it off. Shout out to Coach Smith. Appreciate that. Appreciate you getting the ball to Kyle Pitts a little bit more. And it's almost like he saw that. Oh, well, I think he's such a higher level thinker. And the fans are just seeing it at the surface level. He's got a plan, and you could tell by the way he unfolded that game and just the formations. Like we talked about, that backside screen to Pitts off the play action. Like he's been setting that up for weeks. And didn't they ran it last year too, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
So
that's the stuff that we've been talking about, and I've been talking about a lot on Twitter. And it's 17 games. Like I ain't gonna dust off the best of my plays week one. Cause I don't know what's really gonna work. We gotta find a rhythm. You know, I gotta see this is mostly the same old line from last year. So how do I even know what they're good at when they sucked at most of everything we ran last year? Exactly. And so it's like, it makes sense why it's like, okay, I'm going to keep Pitts in and block a little bit more. Maybe I'm going to go max protect a little bit more, you know, but I'm still going to put us in position to win games. And like you said, first play of the game, I'm sending Pitts on a go. We down the field getting after it.
Listen, are you opening every game with a 9?
The threat's going to be there.
A 9 shot to Pitts?
I mean, well, I don't see why not. It set the tone. It set the tone
That's
early.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that you're attacking.
And now the safeties are like, oh, we got this unicorn running at us. It could be our play action. I'd go straight out. Fly. Just run straight up the field. Stretch these safeties out, and now we're about to play football.
Yep. But I saw somebody made a comment. They were talking about, you know, maybe Smith is finally starting to trust the O-line. Because you played Saints game. I still think it's a surprise that they are struggling to get sacks. I mean, Cam Jordan is still Cam Jordan. I don't care what nobody says. You know, they were getting sacks. They get sacks. They've been getting sacks the past couple of years. And so for them to get shut out, then you play the Rams and you shut out Aaron Donald. It's like, I get playing conservative with your tight end and, you know, having him block a little bit more to help your O-line. But the first chance he got, the Seahawks don't have a pass rush. Yeah, they got 3 sacks. I mean, you know, that's miscommunication. But it's not like you were going into that game fearful or cautious of the Seahawks pass rush. And so it's like, yeah, not open that thing up. Send Pitts. Go. We're going to feature you now. Like, and it's not like you said. It's not that he is an elite level coach. I'm going to say it. I know I tweeted it. People think I'm crazy. But you see it in the play call. We lack talent. People said all summer we got the worst roster in the league. We've said it every episode. We got 60 to 80 million dead cap. And my man has several top 10 metrics pumping out on this offense. They are fifth in yards per game on the ground. They are running for 157 yards per game. They are converting. Like they only have 9% of their drives have been three and out, which is like third lowest in the league. Like you can't sit here and say he's not elite with what he's got.
I wouldn't go so far to say elite. I'd say he's a great coach. He's a great coach.
I'm a stand on it. And it's early. I know it's early, but I feel like I said the same thing with Kyle in 2015. I was like, okay, I see where we're going. And then 2016 happened. Barring 28-3.
Yeah. I got a question for you. I'm already looking forward to next week. What are they gonna do with they're gonna stick to this spread out game plan with Pitts against the Browns? Now that Miles is recovering from his accident. Thank goodness he didn't get hurt. Too bad.
Yeah.
That changes. That's a nice little wrinkle that we have for the Falcons.
Yep. Yeah, no. I mean, Miles Garrett should not play Sunday. That's not even the fan in me. It's like that was a flipped over car accident. Like, that's just not that's poor judgment and poor health care of your player. So, and then they're talking about Clowney might play, but Clowney is not that guy. Like, Clowney is, he's fine, but without Miles Garrett, you can kind of take Clowney away. So I think we're part-time Browns fans. Like, it's like, oh man, like I don't want to rag on my dog, but
they're playing the Dirty Birds, baby.
Yeah, I think they can run the ball. I think they'll be able to run the ball. You got Owusu Koramoah at linebacker, who's basically, Deion Jones for them. I think Arthur Smith's going to get him in conflict. He's what, 6'2", 220. Their other linebacker, Jacob Phillips, is 6'3", 220, 230, something like that. So it's basically their linebackers are linebackers we had last year in terms of size and run stopping. You take Miles Garrett out, you're not going to have a fully healthy Clowney, even if he does play. So I think they can be had on the ground. I wouldn't really mess with their secondary too much. I think they got a top three secondary in the league. You trying out Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome, Martin Emerson Jr., like Nebraska's AJ Green, those are all at corner. Their defense is good. Like, I like the Browns. I'm not gonna talk too bad about the Browns. But without Miles Garrett, with a less than 100% Clowney, your edges. Without Miles Garrett, the entire defense changes. We could put that blunt.
But then think about this. If we get up on them, do we use Cordero in the second half, or do we ride out with Tyler Algier?
It depends on the score. I mean,
this is the AFC matchup.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of matchup that you hire Arthur Smith for. Like, we could beat NFC teams. I don't really be worried about NFC teams. Like, should it be the Saints? Almost came back on the Rams, beat the Seahawks. But we've always, for some reason, the past 10, 15 years or whatever struggle against the AFC teams. It's because they play a different brand of football.
Mm-hmm.
Like we play, they playing on grass, they play outside, they play in the cold, they're playing smash mouth, downhill physical football. And so I'm excited to see. And I think Arthur Smith excited to see. He already called it a heavyweight matchup. And so, yeah, like I think it's going to be tough. I think it'll be tough to get up on him, though. Jacoby Brissett, I don't – let's go back to 2019 when he was playing for the Colts and we lost to him. He had a career game that day. I am not a Jacoby Brissett fan. I think he is a terrible quarterback. He is very limited. He can't run.
Hey, the young brother stayed in the league. He is starting currently.
I'm not hating on him. I mean, Chase Daniel's still in the league. Colt McCoy's still in the league. But it's like this is the type of quarterback like Geno you don't lose to. You just do not lose to Jacoby Brissett.
True.
And so this is Dean Pease needs to have a good defensive game plan. He needs to be prepared to stop the run and stop playing these two down lineman packages. He needs to go out there and put Anthony Rush in the game, Abdullah Anderson in the game, Taquan Graham in the game, and Grady in the game, and force Jacoby Brissett to beat you by throwing the ball to Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, and David Njoku. Like, we're not talking about some elite crop of weapons outside of Nick Chubb.
I'm curious to see what Donovan Peoples-Jones does against her.
Against Casey Hayward?
He was getting exploited. He was getting exploited in Seattle.
I think Casey's playing very passive, like a vet. I think he's saving himself because he's looked very 7-on-7-ish at times.
He hasn't been looking like he's from Georgia.
Mm-mm. But we'll see. I mean, AJ had a bounce back against DK. And so it's like, okay, two games, you had couple rough ones. That's fine. It happens. You know, a little bounce back here. If AJ settles down and corrals Amari Cooper pretty well, that tilts the hand in your favor because the rest of the crop is just not good. Like, get them into third and longs, show some exotic blitz looks. Like, it's not, in my opinion, I don't think it's a difficult, again, this is the fourth week in a row. The path to victory, I don't think is that difficult, but and, you know, it just comes down to it. It comes down to Dean Pease stressing tackling and communication and doing your job all week.
You know, I've been looking at the linebackers. You know who I'm always picking on. And it's
number three.
I'm curious to see how – yeah. I'm curious to see how he responds to Nick Chubb playing against the Falcons, you know where he went to school, so he's gonna have some juice behind those wheels, and that offensive line is gonna be juiced to get after it in that run game.
Yep.
I saw a couple of plays where he, once again, hole is there, front side A, back side B, make your read and go. It's not happening. He's not stepping through the gaps. He's not looking outside to know where his run support is coming from the outside, from the safeties, and playing as an inside backer. So I'm curious to see how he plays with the athleticism of Njoku running at him, along with the threat of Nick Chubb running downhill and those guards coming and firing off at him. If we're going to run this two inside backer set, and he's going to be lined up head up on the guards. He cannot sit there and press up into the line behind the defensive tackles. That's just bad football. That's bad run defense. So, looking at this schedule, brother, and going back to you know, my question regarding Cordero and if they're gonna sit him, knowing that we have Tampa up next and we just dropped the game against the Aints, do you save Cordero?
I'm not. I don't look ahead. I want 2-2. Because you look ahead and you go into Tampa 1-3, like, we have not had a winning record. So get to 2-2 and figure out next week. Like, get a lead. If you want to rest Cordero, you need a 10-point lead at halftime. You need a double-digit lead solidly through the third quarter. And, you know, at that point, it's like the Saints game, and I'm looking at my defense. Like, Arthur set them up. The offense set us up week one for exactly how he wants to play.
Right.
It's just Damian Williams got hurt, so you couldn't use him, and for some strange reason, Algier was inactive. And so he hasn't made that mistake again. And so I think this is the game, especially given his size. Like, and he's resting him this week. Cordero already didn't practice today, Wednesday practice. He already gave him a vet rest day. So it's like, you know, they're managing him. They know. They're smart.
But, 31.
Yeah. But I think, get a lead and get after him. And I think, back to Michael Walker real quick, I think you can't – Dean Pease is stressing his – linebackers, and he's stressing his safety fits. Like, he showed in preseason,
he
wants his safeties to be active in run support. And I'm fine with it, but you can't leave them out to dry with two down linemen. Like, they were running two down linemen out there, and you're expecting Grady, and you're expecting 300-pound and sub 300-pound linemen to take on a double and keep your linebackers clean. And then it's like, then your linebackers either have to slow play so they can see, or they play over aggressive, and now they're getting burnt.
And I think that's the thing for me. Michael Walker is not playing behind Grady.
No.
So he has to be the one making the proper reads and the proper and the right plays. He's the person that the quarterback is looking at.
Yep.
And you said he has a green dot. So added responsibility. Yeah, you got to make plays. You have to make the right. You're going to have that. So I hope he steps up, because it's hard to watch undisciplined football, especially a linebacker, because your one step can take you completely out of the play. And I've seen it several times. And he's made some good plays. I'm not going to, knock him like that. I knock him all the way down. He's made some good plays, but the plays that keep the drives alive are the plays that need to be made.
Or he got to make up.
Second down. Yeah, second down, third down, where, it should be a 2-yard gain at most. They get 7. Now they're third and short. And I was comfortable for them to call the plays instead of having that stress on them where it's 3rd and 7, how Matty Ice used to have us. And we sitting in the stands like, all right, well, you're going to have to convert now. So I just want them to make the play. Make the right play, make the right read, no false steps, and be a baller, bro.
Yeah. No, he's flashing. I'm about to be 4-for-4 on shout-out. Shout-out to my dog, Damski, at Damski32. He's your arch nemesis when it comes to the Michael Walker fan club. But Michael Walker flashed. Like, even the missed pick, I saw that one. Being at the game, I was like, okay, I'm gonna put my eyes on Michael Walker. Where's the 3? I want to see him do something. And so it's like, I definitely watched him. And that the one where he missed the pick was one of those ones where it's like, finally, like, make the play, finish the play, but I will take what happened. Because it's like, you drop.
It was a perfect read.
It was perfect read. He played the man in his zone, and he didn't just sit there and wait.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, But he knew he had to get out because he was on the hash and he had blitzing DBs. So he knew they were going. What I'm saying is do that in, on the inside.
Yep.
If you have a blitzing middle linebacker, your drop has to compensate for that empty space, empty hole in the middle of the defense.
Yep.
And so you have to have a skinnier drop. You can't just drop your regular drop, especially if the ball is on the hash. Because they moved, what was that? I'm looking from the defensive side. So they're on the right hash. When they ran that out and that little jab with the tight end on
Troy.
Yeah. With the out and under. Yeah, with the out and the underneath. But they were in zone. Michael Walker is chasing something that is literally coming to him. So if he just maintained his proper, you know, his proper technique in drops, that's a pick. Because he's tall, he's long, he got long arms, he can make that play, and he's athletic. He ain't no slouch. So make that's what I'm saying. Make the read. Make the read. Because then you can use your athleticism to make the play, to extend yourself.
Yep.
So that's all I want.
I think it's there. I think part of it too, and what I appreciate about, I don't know if it's Arthur, I don't know if it's Dean Pease, but they are rotating these linebackers. They all played on Sunday. Rashawn was pulled for Troy Anderson. Michael Walker, I don't know if he was pulled or if he played 100% of snaps, but we seen Landman out there. Nate Landman was out there. It's like, and Landman was laying some hits. I was like, okay, like they're trying to figure out the linebacker room. And it's like, I don't care who plays, whoever makes the plays is going to play.
Yep.
And I think that's how you play. Yeah, that's if the defense, if you know you're short changed on talent, I'm playing people who want to play and who are going to impact the game.
Exactly. So, and those are going to be the people that get paid.
Yep. So I'm cool with it. I was happy my dog Richie Grant got a pick. That was another thing. I was sitting there watching and I was like, I said the safeties are so scared to impact this game. Like they were just slow triggering downhill. You know, you could just see them. It was just like, okay, over top. And I'm like, y'all gotta come up. And then Richie finally was like, all right, let me play. Like, let me go out here and just ball real quick. And you saw him flying around. Like, he missed that tackle on Kenneth Walker, but it's like, I can live with that. Because you coming from
Kenneth Walker, a beast.
Yeah, I mean, he fast, he's stout. So it's like, I can live with that missed tackle from my safety flying 20 yards downhill. But the reason why Richie coming all the way down was because they had jet motion three plays in a row, and they didn't even shift with the motion. And I'm sitting here like,
hard to watch.
As an offensive coordinator, I'm gonna run motion. I see nobody move. I'm gonna say, okay, maybe that was a miss. Let me run a motion again.
Fake.
They didn't move again. Jet sweep to my fastest player on offense. What do you think is gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just stuff like that where it's like, it's discipline and awareness. But like, they need to be drilling it. Like you said, it's like I'm fine. With this in September. But if we still not shifting with motion come November, December, come on. We've been playing football for 20 years. Like, we know this is.
And, dog, this is the same quarter. This coordinator came from McVay. You got to know that. You literally just played this defense, this offense, last week. Yep. How are you not making the proper adjustments as a defense?
Yep.
And, like, Dean Pease, like, I know it's a West Coast game, kind of short week. You can't stay in the Southeast too long because you got to get to the. Did they come back over here?
No, they were over there 8 days.
All right, so now shift that, scratch that. You had time to adjust to this, and this is the same quarter. These are the same plays, and we're still, like you said, not adjusting to the jet sweep, the jet motion. Like, they're going to keep getting exploited because that shifts gap responsibility and
leverage.
It shifts coverage. It shifts leverage. It shifts everything. Like if like the safeties, these safeties that we have are interchangeable. You can roll both of these at free and strong because they're going to come up and tackle. There's no reason that these guys can't shift with the motion and be, you know, quick footed. And, you know, they got to be able to understand that there's a possibility that they can get caught out of position, but you have to pivot and redirect and have that hand-to-hand combat skill where you can slap and rip and get upfield and still make a play.
Yeah, it's just numbers. Like I was talking about it in the stands. It's like, it's just math. Look for the space and figure out how many players gonna get to that space.
Figure it out. Like
they've been killing the secondary on basic flood routes. Just vert with an out right behind it, and it's just That's how Jameis came back. That's how Stafford got cut, heated up, and the first thing Geno went to was that deep out to Tyler Lockett. And I'm like, it's wide open. And it's just,
I'm curious to see what kind of coverage if they switch to that zone, to a soft zone against that, or rolling zone.
Yeah.
Like you could go three on the backside, two on the front. Or like a sink.
Yeah.
A soft two.
It's math. It's like, okay, I got it to run a flood, even if it's a two-man flood, somebody got to have that out responsibility. Like we get so itchy to chase the flat route. And it's like, we're giving up 15 on a deep out. You're worried about a flat that you can come up and cut down.
Right. Right.
And it's like, I got two receivers releasing vert, like they both going vertical. Why am I passing them for a flat route? Like it just, but
you know what our motto was? Come up and hit them and make them not want to play no more.
Yeah.
Keep hitting them.
So, but no, I'm looking forward to it. They'll be back at the crib. I hope the fans, I got to give Seahawks fans credit. The 12th man is real. It was loud as hell in that stadium. And it was a winless team in town. Like, it's not like they were playing like the Rams or the Niners or some divisional rival. That was a cross-country 0-2 Falcons team. And it was loud. I was like, okay, hats off. I talked my shit, though. I got some free drinks. The people love me in my section. I was doing my heckling. I made Falcons fans look good. That's another thing. I'm going to give Falcons fans credit. I've given us enough shit over the years, but Falcons fans showed up in Seattle. We were pretty deep. And I was impressed. I was proud.
Staring at an offer.
0-2, and we pulled up.
Bro, we strong now. We getting there.
Yeah. Hey, this is not for the faint of heart. So this is
not for the faint of heart.
So, but no,
it was fun.
It sure is fun. But it was a good game. It was fun to be in a across enemy lines. But I'm excited to see how Falcons fans, they ain't seen these boys in 3 weeks. It would be 3 weeks now.
Me included. Because I told you, if they came back with no wins, I'm not going to the game. I'm going to the game now. They got me. They got me.
Told you we was coming with at least one. We could have had to. We should be 2-1 right now. But you know what? We got to win. They showed life. Mario don't fumble that ball, man. We scored 30 points. It's just, I'm so tired of saying it every week. It's just, that's the same mistakes.
The wind bailed him out. If he loses at home this time on some fumbling foolishness, how many more weeks till Ritter?
I just don't. I know. I'm glad we're here. I just don't see it happening anytime soon. And the reason is what Arthur Smith said today in his press conference. is that the offense is starting to get rolling. You see the rhythm. And so we know Mariota's a bridge quarterback. And so the mistakes he's making are basically the reason why he won't be on the roster in 2023. But I don't think that should turn the conversation to, well, if he ain't gonna be here next year, start Ridder, because I think they firmly are in the Ridder is the future camp. And so on some, not that Mariota is Mahomes, but on some Alex Smith and Mahomes type, where it's like, okay, like I don't have to play him. Let me get the offense situated. Let me get my scheme situated. Like I got the O-line rolling. I got my running game rolling. Let me get the passing game rolling. If I'm hampered because my quarterback is making these mistakes, I can at least point to Ridder and say, this is what it's supposed to look like. Just don't do this. And we're going to be good. We're going to score 30.
That's what I'm saying. He's already there.
But the offense is. I don't think his scheme is where he wants it to be. And there's no point. You put Ridder in and you got to start from scratch. That's really the thing. You starting from zero, because now it's like our defense are playing different because Ridder's in the game. O-line, you got a new O-line, a center quarterback exchange, running back handoffs, you know. So I think I agree there are pluses. There are obvious pluses to putting Ridder in the game. He is a clear better quarterback. But I just – in a season where it's like, okay, if they win six games, we're all fine. I'm not in a rush to be like, okay, Mariota needs to be benched because we're losing these games. It's like the product is there, the production is there. We're still top 10 with his mistakes. And so,
you know what this feels like? I'll let you continue. I'm sorry.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm more patient. I get the cries for Ridder. I think for some it's, let's see what we got, because if Ridder sucks, then we can go get Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. And I'm like, I'm not in that camp. I'd rather get another O lineman or D lineman and continue to build a team up. But mm-hmm. I don't see the rush. But if we do, and I think I said on the last podcast, if we do, he's only gonna play 12 games or less. He's not gonna play more than a college season. They took the time with Richie. They didn't take the time with Jalen Mayfield. I think they're just like, look, there's no rush. This is not going to be – this is still a rebuilding year. Let's see what we got. We're confident in Ridder, like, whatever. So.
This feels like that old dog that's on his last legs that's still obedient. And you got that new puppy that's ready to rock.
But still pissing.
This is Arthur Smith's old dog. And he's like, I'm not ready to put him down just yet. This is your last ride. Because I think this is it. Once you bench Mariota, I think for his career.
That's the other thing too, is like how you can't set that kind of precedent for Ridder. Where it's like, well, damn, if I fumble, I'm a rookie. If I fumbled, like, you're going to bench me too? Like, y'all going to get a quarterback next year? Like, you can't – you. It's like you got to give him rope. You got to get Mariota rope to be the bridge quarterback. But also, like you said, the moment you bench him, you know it's a wrap. So
– everyone knows.
But I also think the other thing too is – I wouldn't be surprised if they restructure Mariota's contract and keep him long term as the backup. Because
Matt Schaub, you saw how long they kept. That's Matt Schaub's.
Yeah.
And so I think they could have, going back to your analogy with a backup or, you know, a veteran presence to hang around Mahomes. I don't know, you know, with them being the number one pick, how his pride, you know, affected that decision. But this is, like you said, it's similar. He got drafted too?
Alex Smith?
Mariota?
Oh, yeah. He went 2 overall behind Big Jameis Winston.
Right. And the third round, when do we get him? Fourth? Third?
Ritter.
Ritter? Yeah.
Third.
Fourth? Third? Mahomes third?
Oh, Mahomes was first. I think he went like 11 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he did. Who was that? No, I'm thinking about Dak.
Yeah, Dak was fourth, and my boy, hey, Broncos country, let's ride.
They said he was Russ cooking. Did you see that? Did you see the pictures?
Yeah. But it's like, I think it's those situations. So, yeah. No, I think it's situations like that where it's like, it's no real rush to bench Mariota. Like, I think people are just excited because the season's finally here. It's like all the things people said during the offseason leading up to the season was like, oh, I mean, if he's the man, take your time. Don't rush him out there. You know, blah, 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 blah. Now it's like, man, play him right now. Like, come on. It's all right.
Week four.
Week four. Like,
why did you bring him in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, and that's the thing is like, we're piloting a top 10 offense, O line is balling, and we have a positive quarterback dilemma. Like, we're not, look at the Bears. Like, the Bears are not doing Justin Fields any favors. Arthur Smith is trying to set the table completely. So when Ritter does step into it, it's just like, bro, just do this, just do this, just do this. It's not even, there is no learning curve.
I agree. I think it's the red carpet is laid out for Ritter to take over and take off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to see some just show-stopping defense. That's what I want to see. But I think with these future megastars on offense, we're going to have to pay them because we're going to keep them. Once this rebuild is complete, I think we have 3 years to get it right and to keep free agents attracted.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that's assuming Ritter is mid. Like, if Ritter... Right. If Ritter is good, the window's wide open because you got Pitts is 22, London is 21. That's 10 years of them giving fits. And so it's like, and I think it's timed up well too, where we know get the offense top 10, sniffing top five with Mariota at quarterback. So when you put Ritter in, any drop off, you can substitute that drop off on the defense because they're gonna spend money on defense and picks on defense. That's the thing that's left. And so they get the defense right in 2023, and you're trotting out a top 10 offense already.
With a strong defense.
Yeah. I think that's when you see the true identity come to form, where it's like, everybody on defense that's going to be on defense next year is going to get snaps. Like, we may dislike guys like Quentin Bell getting snaps, but it's like, if he's going to be here, I mean, get him snaps. Landman got his snaps, and he made hay with it. You know, Troy Anderson's getting his snaps, and, you know, the mistakes he's making, like his run fits, I don't care. I can live with that. Like, but shoot, come downhill and hit, because then I can get you full speed. Yeah, and then even on the touchdown, it's like I'm not even mad at his coverage.
Right. So that's why I didn't knock him, because I'm like, I understand what he's doing, and he has the field to his side. So he's like, I can only go so far inside. This is I have to leave this open. And what was it, cover two?
Yeah, it looked like it was like a little Tampa joint. Mm-hmm. No, because they blitz. Yeah, it was just a two. Just two with a hole in the middle.
Right.
So
on a hash.
Yeah. But no, I think they're all right. I think just let Mariota ride it out. Like, there's no especially because the team, he's got that offense locked in. He's making mistakes, but they ride for Mariota. Like, it's not like they're sulking or anything when he makes a mistake or whatnot. I think it's a different story if Geno goes down and scores, but they won the game. I think Sunday is winnable. I don't have faith in Jacoby Brissett, but he's playing the Falcons. So, I mean, we set the over-under for Geno at 200 yards. Geno got 300. You know, that's going to be his best performance of the season.
Against us.
Yeah, I mean, clockwork.
That was a great throw. That was a great touchdown throw he threw to DK. He threw that thing about 15 feet up in the air. He looked like a pop star jumping up there going to get that one.
He really did. Like, seeing that one in the stadium, I was just like, oh, okay, well, I can't be mad at that. That's DK at the end of the day. That is a grown-ass man.
Freak mode.
But I know you and I, we were not Drake London fans. We were not fans of the pick.
Mm-mm, at all. But
I know
I'm liking it. I'm liking
it. Yeah. I give it an A. Yeah, like everybody thinks I'm fans of everything the Falcons do. I can be critical. We were not fans. We were like, if they go receiver at 8, that is the dumbest. That was the dumbest shit you could do.
What are you doing? But
he's balling, bro. Bro's the full package. He's a vet out there. Like, he can move. His routes. He don't like being tackled. He's aware. Like, he doesn't look like a rookie out there. Even on his touchdown, it's like Mariota was slow on it. It's like London looking like,
let's do it.
So,
and the thing too, like on the defensive side, how do you? These are two pieces that you have to account for that normally would attract double team attention.
Yep.
Yeah. So Drake and Kyle Pitts clearing out the foot out, like, let's say a Ridley, where Zacchaeus is, that's tough. Do you think we keep or do we add to this?
It depends on somebody trade for him. That's the only way you get rid of him, because you can't cut him because that his fifth year option rolls, and so that's fully guaranteed. I don't know. I mean, they were fully cooperative with Ridley. Like, every time they asked, Fontenot was like, we're here for everything. You know, we're here for Ridley, what he's going through, blah, 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 blah. And now that we know about the whole, you know, him getting robbed and all that, it's like, I mean, yeah, if I'm Ridley, I'm like, bro, I don't want to be here. And it's not anything to do with y'all. I just don't want to be in Atlanta, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like, get me out of here. And so it's like, yeah, the gambling thing happened. I think the NFL's tripping. I think it's crazy that the NFLPA didn't step in and you know, say, okay, a year is egregious when we got, you know, the young fellow in Cleveland that does not need to be talked about. So it's like, it's stuff. I don't know. I mean, because, yeah, you see what Arthur Smith is doing with Zacchaeus, who is a lesser talent than Ridley. Like, no offense to Zacchaeus, but it's like, you put a bona fide wide receiver one type in that role, and it's like,
who do you guard? Even though Ridley will be about 45 when he comes back, who do you guard?
Who do you guard? And so it's just, that's a different. And then, like you said, I can go draft another power running back. Like, it's just it's starting to build on itself, and that's what people aren't really looking at. It's just like right now, it's like, oh, I mean, we still losing, bro. We knew,
super new.
So, but all right, we got over
85 in the hole. Like,
yeah, man.
Forget about that.
Yeah,
over. Like, we spotting teams 85 mil.
We spotting teams. What's 85 mil? So we're spotting you a number one corner. Number one corners. CB1s are getting paid 20 mil now, right?
Yeah.
You're getting 30 mil for an elite pass rusher. you're getting. So that's got me at 50. And then give me just another good offensive line.
Fill in the gap, some gap fillers.
And then some filler type.
I'll give me a big D lineman in the draft too. A big that's angry young fella.
We almost
I don't need anybody to be meticulous with their feet work. I need them to be big and strong. And ready to just throw hands.
But yeah, that's why I think it's close. You see the Saints already trash, like we said. Panthers don't know what they're doing. And the Bucks
about two more years. Out Saints crazy. Fans gonna have them paper bags back on their heads.
Yeah.
They got 2 years.
I think the Falcons are positioning themselves well. But all right. We're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna do a little over under. Jacoby Brissett.
Talk to me. 200 yards. 2-2. Jacoby doesn't throw picks. He doesn't throw that many picks. He doesn't make bad decisions. But I think we go yards right now.
200 yards. That's my over under.
I'm going over. Jacoby not that bad now. Come on. We just gave up 300 to Geno.
All right.
You going under 200?
I'm gonna take the over because they're gonna be behind. But
you said that with your chest, brother.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacoby throws for like 275.
2-2.
But yeah, like you said, he's not gonna throw an interception.
He don't throw picks.
So you got you got two interceptions, two touchdowns, and Chubb running for 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Five.
Nick Chubb gonna have a first 300 yard day on the ground since Jim Brown and Bo Jackson did it.
Michael Walker keep playing Groundhog Day with them holes.
Man,
OB,
bros over there playing whack a mole.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'll give you Nick Chubb plus or minus 125.
Plus, no hesitation.
Jeez.
Plus, no hesitation. And
he'll get like 116.
Uh-uh.
16. You ain't running in the bins.
That's all they got.
I think they go Kareem Hunt. I think Kareem Hunt will get some touches in the game, check down wise. I think he might rip off. I can see Kareem Hunt ripping off about 75 total. But Nick Chubb going to want his. He back in Georgia, bro.
I was going to say, Nick Chubb is back in Georgia. He's in a dome. And Dean Pease is going to trot out a 2-4-5. And Nick Chubb is going to rip off an 80-yard run.
Oh man.
So all
right, let's see. Mariota fumbles. One over under.
Ain't that what's it? 0.5? Ain't that the the official over under 0.5? Man.
One. Will Mariota fumble? Fumble no. Lost.
Nope. He's going to throw an interception to Grant Delpit. Shout out to my dog, Grant Delpit.
I can't rock with that.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm going over on the fumble.
He's going to give you one.
It's going to be on a scramble, too.
The other reason why I don't believe it is because he's back in Atlanta and he fumbled his first game, and so he has to make it up with y'all. He can't fumble every game in the bins.
Brother, after everything you said, he knows he got a long leash as the old dog.
He's not going to fumble. He might throw a pick, but I don't believe he's going to fumble.
All right.
Did he fumble versus the Rams? Yeah, so he didn't fumble versus the Rams. So we're going every other game. He fumbled the game,
didn't he?
No, he threw the pick.
Come on, Marriott.
Yeah, man. Fumble. We've gone fumble, interception, fumble. Now it's interception time. So, but yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I even through it all, man, I think I am planting my flag. Arthur Smith draws up another 30-point game plan. Mario is the reason we fall short of it, but I think we can win this game 28-21.
28? You're not giving them 30? 32?
I've asked for 30 points for 2 weeks in a row. Maybe if I don't ask for it, we get it.
This feels like watching two backup quarterbacks.
It is watching two backup quarterbacks.
That's why I'm like, I want to say 30, but I don't see either of them putting up points. Like, it's going to be in the 20s for both. It's going to be 18, something weird like that for the Browns. We got to be in there with the Browns fans, too.
I don't see that because the Browns are averaging, what, 28 points a game?
I give you that. I still don't see them putting the ball in the zone against us, though, bro. I think coming off this win and this road trip, I mean, and this loss was in the bins. I think if the fans show up, I think that energy will be enough to ground the dog pound.
Yep, I agree.
So,
I can agree with it. But the Browns have had 10 days off, so. I think it'd be rough. I don't trust the Falcons' run defense. And so Nick Chubb is going to get loose.
I got another question for you. Wait, does Nick Chubb get loose? Talk to me.
AJ Terrell is going to be the key to the game.
He going to get a pick.
I want him to, man. Jacoby got to throw something up.
Amari Cooper is tough, but Terrell's coverage skills are better than what Jacoby Brissett is going to throw to Amari Cooper. I think it's going to offset. I think AJ Terrell is going to try to make up getting at home. I give him a pick. He has to make a pick. He got to make a pick. It's week four. Does he have any picks?
Nope.
Yeah. He got to get one. Because Casey Hayward been getting cooked. He got to stand up for the corners. Who shows up? The little fella Brownie? Or the dog? As far as this team, this Browns team that we're going to face. Is it going to be a dog or is it going to be the Sprite?
I'm going to go with the dog, baby. I'm gonna go with the dog, baby. Because Nick Chubb coming back to the A, man. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Shout out to the Hawks.
So, all right, score prediction. What you got?
Falcons. 2-2, baby. 500.
This man has chugged
500 since the season started.
This man has chugged the whole beer. 2-2. Got him drunk.
Ready for Tom and Julio. Oh, we got to play Julio next week, baby.
Hey, we're going to record this pod. We need to record this pod Sunday night because I'm going to talk so much trash about them Bucks after this victory.
Mm-hmm. Who? Hold on. Bonus. No, we're not. We're going to hold off. We're going to hold off on who? We're going to hold off on who? Is Julio going to play against the Falcons?
That's next week's episode.
Julio saving himself for the Falcons.
That's next week's episode. I'm going to see you then.
You know I'm getting. You know I'm ready for Julio.
Yeah, man. No, I'm really excited for this week, man. I think the heart-to-hearts that they had in that meeting, everybody getting everything off their chest, them boys getting a win, I think they starting to gel. Because, you know, it only takes one win to get you rolling.
That's
like,
it.
It's like seeing the ball go through the hoop. I just need one. And then the buy-in is more real. It's like, all right, coach do know what he's talking about. Okay, maybe he ain't tripping. Maybe. So.
AJ Terrell done faced the gauntlet too. I think Amari Cooper and his weak ankles gonna give up a pick. Yeah, Mike Thomas week one, Allen Robinson, and DK. He coming off DK's explosiveness. I think he gets one for real. We're gonna see. It's gonna be fun.
We're gonna see. I mean, Amari put up 100 yards against that Jet secondary.
You heard yourself, right?
Hey, that Sauce over there. DJ Reed over there.
I don't care. Sauce is a rookie. I'm not trying to hear none of that. They are playing some good football.
I was about to say, don't knock them, man. Sauce is playing some good football. Sauce has clamped everybody he's seen. Ask Jamar Chase.
You know, the Jets just got that stench on them, though.
Yeah, just like the Browns. Just like the Falcons. Come on, now.
The Falcons got to get up out of there. Can't have that.
That's why I need 2-2, man. So what's your score? You ain't give me score. You just gave me the record.
I gave you a score. I didn't forget it. It was like 23-28.
Oh, okay. A point short of me.
I didn't hear your score. I tried to say 18. You said they were going to score some points.
You said I tried to say we're going to shut them down.
Defense. They're going to be kicking field goals because they're in the dome. I'm sticking with my 18. I'm going because it's going to be just enough. It's going to be just enough to score a touchdown. You know, we love those games.
18-24.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yep.
Falcons.
Just out of reach. You need more than a field goal. Oh, man. I would be proud if they hold them to under 20, man. I was so proud that they shut the Saints down until they fell apart. Like, this could be the game we get four quarters. We were so close against the Seahawks.
I promise we got a losing record in the bins, bro. Like, it's so hard to watch. It's so hard to be comfortable in the bins and watch them and know that they should win because they keep losing in the bins. Can we just turn that around? Yep. Like, that's all I ask. Can you just win in front of the home team, in front of the crowd?
They built the Benz, had a winning season, year one. What, they win 7 games 2018, 4 games 2019, 4 games 2020, 7 games 2021?
It's rough. It's rough.
Man, yeah, and I'm rooting for him, man. We're going to see what happens. Only a few days.
So, all right, you ready to wrap this thing up, brethren?
You already know.
Let's get to it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been King's Landing. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll catch you next week. Rise up.
2-2.
Yes, sir, baby. 500.